3000, or you can direct connect to their website under our business sponsors. Just go to WTRJTheTruth.com.
The Florida Georgia Truth Network, on the air in Waycross at 91.3. Let's Face the Issues is a daily broadcast ministry of First Conservative Baptist Church with Dr. Jean A. Youngblood. Dr. Youngblood is also the founder, president of Conservative Theological University. Let's Face the Issues broadcast deals with real issues facing our culture today from a biblical perspective. God created three institutions, the home, government, and the church. Therefore, any issue that is harmful or has a negative impact on either of these institutions will be carefully dealt with and confronted from a biblical worldview. Too often, good people are afraid to confront serious issues that are attacking the church, the home, and Christians. We must stand against the enemies of the family and the church. Tune in each day for another broadcast of Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Jean A. Youngblood. Here is Dr. Youngblood with Let's Face the Issues.
Thank you, ladies and gentlemen. It's always our delight to have you jump on board. Join in the dialogue and the discussion each and every day on Let's Face the Issues. We look forward to your participation in a very serious issue that we'll speak about today. I'm just simply calling it Thou Shall Not Kill. Subtitle, Every Life is Sacred. Every life is sacred. Did you realize, ladies and gentlemen, that we live in a world today when life appears to have no value? No value. You watch what is happening on the streets in Chicago, what's happening on the streets in L.A., New York, D.C., where there seems to be no value at all placed on human life. We're watching that today as it plays out nationally and around the world. Christians are being killed, for example, simply because they're Christians. In places like North Korea, people are killed if they are not fully submissive to the dictator-in-chief. Every American today, ladies and gentlemen, must be thankful that we still have a nation, that there is a modicum of freedom. Yet that freedom, ladies and gentlemen, ought not to provide the access, the avenue, the liberty for murder. And that's what we see taking place. I'm looking at a headline article, Abortion Rights Across the U.S. We track where laws stand in every state. Abortion is now nearly completely banned in 14 states, while two have banned abortion past roughly 6 weeks of pregnancy. Since Roe v. Wade overturned in 2022, 14 states have enacted near total abortion bans, while two states, Georgia and South Carolina, have banned abortion past 6 weeks pregnancy. Other states have enacted laws or held ballot referendums to protect abortion rights. And that's the key, ballot referendums to protect abortion rights. In this article, it states, in a handful of other states, the future of abortion is in flux. The Florida State Supreme Court, for example, may soon give the green light to yet another 6 weeks abortion ban, end quote. Ladies and gentlemen, we're going to be talking about the subject today of murder by way of abortion. Murder by way of abortion. But let me remind you, as we face the issues, we do so not based on denominational dogma or political rhetoric, but we do so based on the authority, the written, revealed, inspired, infallible, inerrant word of God. I don't know about you, but I'm thankful, ever so grateful, that we have a Bible that gives us the truth, the indelible truth, the unchangeable truth, the unalterable truth that stands forever. Jesus, speaking to his disciples in John 8:31-32, said, if you continue in my word, then you're my disciples indeed, and you shall know the truth. The truth shall make you free. Then in John 14:6, Jesus says, I am truth. Further in John 17:17, there's a declaratory statement, thy word is truth. Now, truth is not sought after today. An example, when we talk about this murder by way of abortion, it is convoluted. The Planned Parenthood abortuaries and murder machines will lie to you in a heartbeat. Listen, in the state of Florida, because we'll talk about it further in this broadcast today, the state of Florida Supreme Court will hear the arguments about the proposed amendment to make abortion legal in the state of Florida by way of a constitutional amendment. They will hear that argument on the 7th. But there's an abundance of deception that's taking place in relationship to that. They're refusing to acknowledge the truth. And we have in the state of Florida today, across our state, mega major monies being spent to promote, I don't know if you've seen it or not, an ad that says, don't let any law or anybody stop a woman's right for health care choice. That's a subtle term. Don't let anybody stop the murder by way of abortion. That's the whole planned program. We're going to talk about that, the broadcast today. But when we think about truth, ladies and gentlemen, it was the secularist George Orwell that said, the further society drifts from the truth, the more it will hate those who speak it. And we find that's exactly true today. In fact, the younger generation, I like to recognize that it's the millennials, 18 to 35-year-old age group, they say that each person determines his or her own version of truth. That's what's causing the major mayhem in the streets today. That's what's causing the upheaval in relationship to the war in Israel today, is because there's a misunderstanding, a miscalculation, a misjudgment, a wrong idea of what is truth. If you take a half-truth, that's a whole lie. And yet we find that being promulgated in society today. It was the 15th century theologian and church reformer, Jan Hus. Jan Hus made a statement that I have appreciated. By the way, go back to Jan Hus's theology, his doctrinal position. There are many things that I would disagree with him on. Of course, he can't defend himself now. 15th century theologian and church reformer, Jan Hus, said this: faithful Christians seek the truth, listen to the truth, learn the truth, love the truth, tell the truth, live the truth, and defend the truth, even to death. And that's the purpose, the modus operandi, the approach that we take on this broadcast each and every day. And I commend it to you. I suggest that we as Christians and conservatives make a determination. For example, the election is coming up in just a few months. In that election, there'll be several things that will be constitutional amendments. We'll be talking about during the course of the months, these constitutional amendments, what they mean, what they do, and the deception in them. Primarily, the one that we're talking about today is the proposed constitutional amendment that will allow abortion, open-ended abortion on demand in the state of Florida. It's murder by way of legalization, murder by way of an amendment. And I think it's wrong biblically without any equivocation. Ladies and gentlemen, this portion of the day's broadcast is sponsored by Tools for Time. Tools for Time is an outdoor power equipment dealership company specializing in the turnkey business packages for individuals looking to own your own landscape or lawn care business. Tools for Time carries the full line of homeowner brands like Honda and Echo. Tools for Time carries the full line of hurricane preparedness equipment with the full line of Honda generators. Ladies and gentlemen, Tools for Time, knowledgeable staff can answer all of your questions about the power backup equipment. The knowledgeable staff at Tools for Time can answer your questions about the professional as well as the homeowner brand landscape and lawn care equipment. Tools for Time is located at 11291. That's 11291 Old St. Augustine Road. That's right at the intersection of the I-295 Beltway and Old St. Augustine Road. There's a benchmark, an identifier, 165-foot flagpole, Old Glory flowing 24/7 atop that pole. At the base of that flagpole, you find the home of Tools for Time. But ladies and gentlemen, wait, wait, wait. There's some good, good news. Tools for Time is now hiring all positions: house and grounds maintenance, mechanics and technicians, inside and outside sales, customer service representatives, and much, much more. Tools for Time is a great place to work. It's a family-friendly, oriented environment that you're working in. Tools for Time is closed on Sunday, allowing the entire staff of Tools for Time to worship in the house of God with the family of God, as God's word ordained it to be so. Drop by Tools for Time, make an application for employment, wait for an interview, see what God does placing in the family of Tools for Time. Toolsfortime.com. Tools for Time, www.thewayofgod.com. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm delighted to have with us today, as we normally do on Fridays, Dr. Glenn Davis. Pastor Davis is with us. We're going to be talking about this subject today of abortion on demand. We'll talk about what the Bible says. It's murder. Can't say it any other way. And if you're listening today and you say, well, I'm a Democrat and I believe in abortion, show it to me in the scripture. If you say I'm a Christian and I'm a Democrat, I want you to explain that for me. How can you bifurcate your life, your thoughts, your decisions morally and ethically? How can you bifurcate that and say, well, I'm voting Democrat? If it sounds like I'm opposed to that, it's because I am. But there are a lot of folks today that go to church on Sunday, praise God, hallelujah, thank you, Jesus, in the worship service, and then will be brazen enough to vote for putting an amendment into law in the state of Florida to vote yes on the ballot to take life in the womb, to murder by way of abortion. There's a major problem with that. Dr. Davis, thank you for being here. Looking forward to your take, your input, your view of what we're talking about in the state of Florida in reference to the amendment that's proposed be on the ballot in November, unless it's intercepted by the Supreme Court of the state of Florida. Thank you for being with us today.
Amen. Thank you so much, Dr. Youngblood, and I thank God for allowing me to be here again today to minister to the body of Christ.
Amen.
Because certainly murder and abortion are some very hot button topics. I mean, they have become, let's say, they were already issues in the world, but they should not be issues in the church. Not if we are Bible believing,
yes,
born again, blood washed believers.
Yes.
We should have no problem obeying what the word of God says.
That's right.
Because when he told us in the book of Exodus, when he gave the Ten Commandments and the others to Moses on Mount Sinai, one of those said, thou shalt not kill. Anywhere we see shall or will in the Bible, that's a commandment and it's also a promise. God gives us marching orders concerning his word.
Yes.
But we have problems obeying. So what we need to do is make sure that in everything we get from the word of God, the Bible tells us in all our getting, get understanding. Let's make sure we understand what it is that God wants us to do. I want to say good morning to my bride of almost 38 years and all my family and friends that are listening on today. And we certainly hope that you will get something that you can take away from this broadcast on today to apply to your lives. If you have any area of conflict concerning these issues today that we're about to discuss, maybe you will get the answer that will help you to clarify your situation.
I am praying that is the case, Pastor. I'm glad you mentioned that. You see, the purpose of this broadcast is to bring about opening the issues up for dialogue and discussion. Issues concerning life and death, issues concerning morals and ethics and values, issues concerning the home, the family, the church, and the political arena. And I believe that it's time Christians, conservatives, and patriots recognize what's happening in our world. Ladies and gentlemen, I was about to forget. Let me remind you that telephone number is 904-831-0917. Your telephone call goes directly through to the studios, right to our microphone, so that we can entertain your questions, comments, dialogue, and discussion. Do you believe, listen very carefully, love to hear your response, do you believe that a woman has the right to murder the baby in the womb? I've heard women say in their diatribe and their argument, well, I have a right over my own body. That may be true, but you don't have a right over the body of another human being in your womb. God created that life.
Amen.
God created the life. And the Bible tells us very, very clearly, ladies and gentlemen, in the book of Psalms, it tells us very, very clearly that that is a gift from God, that that life is a gift from God. We need to recognize that. We need to understand it. It is the heritage given to us by the Lord.
And then, and Dr. Youngblood, you know, we need to understand that those that are in positions of authority have juxtaposed the definition of what it means to have an abortion. Mm-hmm. As you said, when you look at this Florida constitutional amendment, as we will discuss later on, there's so many words in there that they use a word play on.
That's right. Oh, absolutely.
That if you're not familiar with what that means, you'll go for it.
That's right.
But again,
well, the major thing is, Pastor, they talk about in that the woman has the right to have health care. Murder is not health care.
Well, and then again, and that's where I want to go.
Mm-hmm.
Because, okay, you're, in a sense, you're putting it like having a child is like having a terminal illness or a disease.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
Of course, when you come down with something like this, it's a problem. It's an issue.
Mm-hmm.
And then it deserves attention. But you cannot put bearing a child in that same category.
Right.
Because you already knew what was going to happen before you got with the man.
Mm-hmm.
Or before you got with the woman.
Mm-hmm.
Vice versa. The Bible tells us God gave us children as a gift.
That's right.
Now, if you don't appreciate your gift, then don't. I don't want to say it in too many graphic words of speaking. Don't lay down there and get one.
That's right.
Mm-hmm. In other words,
well, you
need to know. It's very important, because now once you do that, now you've got another person.
Mm-hmm.
Now, the Bible lets us know life begins at conception. That is the person. That's not a blob of tissue.
That's right.
That's not a blood clot.
That's right.
You know, but that's the category that they put that in.
What is happening, Pastor, is that we have so many people today that's using abortion as a birth control measure. There have been those that have had 3, 4, and 5 abortions. They're simply using it as a birth control measure. And the left, I call it the loose, lax, lost lunatics on the left, they have so perverted the terminology that they talk about it's health care. And it's a normal thought now. In fact, somebody, one of the national media had somebody on the street corners in New York or D.C., I've forgotten what city, and they're asking the different ones, what do you think about it? And most of them would repeat, we have the right to health care. We have the right to make a decision on our own bodies, et cetera. But that is simply a transference of the reality of what's taking place. In fact, I'm looking at a headline, 4 states' constitutions provide for the right of an abortion. Here are the states that may vote on abortion constitutional amendments in 2024. 4 states, California, Michigan, Ohio, and Vermont, have constitutions that explicitly provide for the right of abortion, which establishes a state constitutional right to make and carry out one's own productive decisions, end quote, including a decision about abortion, contraception, fertility treatment, miscarriage care, counting pregnancies, continuing pregnancies, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. This article says, following the U.S. Supreme Court's decision in Dobbs versus Jackson, Women's Health Organization, was found there is no federal constitutional right, hear me, there's no constitutional federal right to abortion, and therefore they overturned Roe versus Wade. California, 3 states, California, Michigan, and Vermont, have approved ballot measures to include the right of an abortion in their state constitutions. Now, here's where it comes in, Pastor Davis. 12 other states, Alaska, Arizona, Florida, Illinois, Kansas, Massachusetts, Minnesota, Montana, New Jersey, New Mexico, North Dakota, and Oklahoma, have had state Supreme Court decisions that have blocked abortion bans or certain restrictions based on rights within their state's constitution. 4 states, Alabama, Louisiana, Tennessee, and West Virginia, have state constitutions that have constitutional that cannot be interpreted to provide a right of an abortion. So boiling that down, ladies and gentlemen, since Roe versus Wade was overturned and it should have never been legalized, it took 50 years and about 70 million murders in the mother's womb to come to that conclusion. But since Roe versus Wade was overturned, it seems as though, Dr. Davis, that multitudes of our states are rushing to see who can reach the bottom morally and ethically first. They're seeking to get to the bottom, as I call it, wanting to open the door so that it will be a constitutional right in those states to perform murder. And ladies and gentlemen, I'll touch on this. We'll get back to it in a moment to dissect it, discuss it, and determine the way forward with it. But in the state of Florida, there's a movement to put on the ballot in November of this year, about 6-7 months from now, to have you to vote on whether or not the state of Florida will become the murder capital of the South. Listen, that's what it'll be. If this amendment succeeds in being on the ballot, and if this amendment, the proposed amendment, is on the ballot and it is voted for, ladies and gentlemen, the state of Florida will become an open door invitation to be the murder capital of the South by way of abortion. I find it egregious that that would even be considered. And ladies and gentlemen, I'll just rush to and we'll come back to it. It takes 60% of the voters in the previous election to have the a ballot initiative. What we find taking place, ladies and gentlemen, in state after state after state is simply this, where these special interest groups realize the impossibility, the impracticability of passing legislation to carry out what they want, they will simply buy enough signed petitions to have it put on the vote ballot to make it a constitutional amendment. Now, we find Planned Parenthood and four or five other major organizations we'll look at in this broadcast that have put together 910,000 signatures. 910,000 signatures. Thus far, Planned Parenthood, the murder industry capital of the world, Planned Parenthood and other funders have spent $17.17 million to have this initiative to the point that it is today. But out of the 910,000 signatures, 150,000 of those signatures were from Republicans. Pastor, I don't know about you, but I am saddened to know that. It tells me that you have some rhinos, those that claim to be Republican. And listen, ladies and gentlemen, that doesn't mean, I'm not trying to insinuate that if you're Republican, that means that you're automatically a moral, ethical Christian. That's not the point at all. But we find the majority of Republicans supposedly are against murder by way of abortion. And yet we find out of the 910,000 signatures that's been gathered, paid for, bought and paid for, number one, by lying to the one that is signing the petition. The one that signs the petition, 910,000 of them, been lied to, saying that, in essence, you wouldn't want anything to prevent a woman's decision on her own health care, would you? Well, no. Well, sign here. And $5 or $10 is given buying the signatures. They bought 910,000 signatures that's been verified in the state of Florida. 150,000 of those from Republicans. And ladies and gentlemen, it is supposed to be on the November the 5th ballot for you and I to go into the voting booth and make a decision to vote yes or no. And my plea today, Dr. Davis, my plea today to the listeners, please, 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 please do not be deceived. Don't allow the deception of Planned Parenthood and others in that avenue, that realm, to lie to you in believing that it's about a woman's health care. That's the biggest farce, the biggest crock, the biggest lie that could ever be told. And yet that's the mindset, that's the modus operandi that's being used today. Ladies and gentlemen, several states have already passed legislation to prevent baby murder right up until the time of delivery. Some states have passed and approved state constitutional amendments that prevent the in-the-womb baby murder. That's what I'm calling it. The state of Florida now has a potential of becoming, what I've said a moment ago, the murder capital of the South. And it's my prayer that that'll not happen. Dr. Davis, Planned Parenthood, many people still believe, in fact, especially the younger generation, the airheads, especially in the 18 to 35-year-old age group, the millennials. Many of them believe that Planned Parenthood is really about health care. Really believe that health care. In fact, when you watch the deceptive, high-profile Madison Avenue production that's being on all of the news channels across the state of Florida, setting the stage, fixing in the mind of the listener of those advertisements that it's all about health care. And they're showing different women in different stages of demonstrations, and I would call it open riots, saying, you know, don't take away our health care choice, et cetera. It's not about health care. It is about murder. And the Bible says, thou shalt not kill. And ladies and gentlemen, that is the murder of a child in the womb. So ladies and gentlemen, I think it's time that we sit up and understand what is taking place, recognize the end result of where we're going and what we should understand. I'm looking at a headline, Florida Abortion Rights Group collect enough signatures to advance the 2024 ballot measure. Let me just read, Pastor Davis, a couple of paragraphs here, then I want your response. A proposed amendment to enshrine access to abortion in Florida's Constitution moved one step closer to appearing on the November ballot after coalition of reproductive rights advocates. Now, you notice how they call it? Sounds positive, doesn't it? Reproductive rights advocates surpassed the required number of validated signatures on Friday. The group leading to the ballot effort collected more than 910,000 validated signatures of registered voters, more than the already nearly 892,000 that's needed to move forward in the process of getting the proposal on the ballot. At least 150,000 of the collected and validated signatures came from registered Republican voters in our state. The proposed ballot measures, here's my statement in question, Pastor. The proposed ballot measures seek a state constitutional amendment to bar any restrictions on abortion before fetal viability, considered to be about 24 weeks of pregnancy. It would include exceptions past that point for the patient's health as determined by the patient's health care provider. So my question is two or threefold, Dr. Davis. When they talk about viability, it's already been discovered, proven nationwide, that you could take 100 doctors and they'll each one have a different opinion as to the viability. And the viability is talking about, can that baby survive outside the womb? What is the time of viability? Is it 16 weeks, 18 weeks, 24 weeks, 12 weeks? What is the viability? That is the major, major, major dilemma that this bill, this amendment will do. But then, Pastor Davis, it says, based on my patient's health, that's the woman's health, based on the health care provider. What does that connote? What do you see in that?
Well, when we look at it, I mean, again, there's a twisting of words.
That's right.
And if you don't know what those words mean, you're going to be lost.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And this is going to lead you in the wrong direction, and quite naturally, you're going to make the wrong decision. And I believe that that's what their goal is.
Yeah, absolutely.
For you to make the wrong decision and side up with them,
mm-hmm.
calling abortion health care.
That's right.
Again, we need to know that the Bible tells us to count up the cost. Now, listen, that title, Planned Parenthood, sounds like a good title.
Right.
But that's something that they're not doing. They're not planning the parenthood.
Right.
Certainly, before you get ready to have a child, you should be planning for parenthood. What's it going to take for me to take care of this child once it comes into the world, mm-hmm. so forth and so on? I mean, there's so many other things that we can say about this, and we'll continue on the next part of the broadcast. But we want you to know, don't be deceived by this play on the words that they have in this amendment.
Absolutely. It's a play on words, and it's a deception from the demons of hell that I'm fearful that multitudes of otherwise conservative Christians might buy into and believe that it is possible. Ladies and gentlemen, we're going to continue this discussion on the other side of the news. Hang in there. Don't turn your dials. We'll be right back right after the news.
This is Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood. from First Conservative Baptist Church and Conservative Theological University,